Samoa, for example, which at the moment has around 6% of its MPs who are women, has enacted a quota, essentially a reservation of a number of seats, which must be set aside for women. And that measure will go into effect at their next election, and it'll be very interesting to see what effect that has on women's representation in that country. And I think that example was of great interest to the 14 Pacific countries that were gathered at this workshop. Another example that was given was that of the French Pacific Territories. In 2000, France enacted a law essentially requiring parity of women's representation in both New Caledonia and French Polynesia. Those jurisdictions have now reached parity in their territorial assemblies. So I think that's another model that that delegates were very interested in having a look at.
Is the general view that's been expressed over the last couple of days that sort of initiative is the right way to go? Because there will be those, both men and women, who we've spoken to on this program in the past, who say it should be a case of people being elected on merit. There shouldn't have to be a quota system. But in the Pacific, perhaps that's the only option we have.
Well, if you have a look at the level of representation across the region, women have reached around 13% of elected positions in national single chamber or lower house parliaments. That compares with a global average of about, I think in the 20s. In the Nordics, for example, 41%. So, you know, I think there's a realisation in the Pacific that there's a need to do something about this. If you don't have a parliament that looks like the society that it's acting on behalf of, then you start to have a crisis of legitimacy. And in order to avoid that, I think people are saying, okay, what measures can we take? These temporary special measures can include a whole range of things. They might include quotas, they might include reserved seats, they might include a voluntary undertaking on behalf of political parties to select a certain ratio of women in winnable seats or on lists. And it's this range or mix of measures that have been adopted in different countries around the world that we're having a good look at in detail. I think it'd be fair to say most countries accepted that in order to get the level of women's representation up from 13%, some sort of examination of these temporary special measures was necessary.
Of course, the principle of a quota system is one thing, but even putting that in place can prove to be difficult. They tried to do it in Papua New Guinea, and in the end, the legislation fell by the wayside and was never voted through. And anecdotally, we were told in Solomon Islands that whilst women seemed to be very, very high profile during the last election campaign, it was women who didn't want to vote for women, which is slightly bizarre.
Well, I think there's a range of reasons why women don't make it through to the final stage of election, and we had a good discussion about that. I think the PNG and Solomon Islands examples are very interesting. You've got 2% women in Solomon Islands Parliament, 2.7% in PNG. As you say, an attempt to introduce a temporary special measure in Papua New Guinea didn't make it through last time. But interestingly, I think this workshop very much revived the discussion and the conversation about issues like, okay, so how do we actually get women to come forward in sufficient numbers to stand as candidates in order to ensure that we have a chance to get numbers up in legislatures? So, you know, certainly there's an important discussion about temporary special measures, but there's an equally important discussion around the circumstances of an election, whether or not the election management body is acting in a way that encourages women to come forward, whether political parties are empowering women. And, you know, I think those are issues that the whole of society needs to grapple and take very seriously.
What about the very broad question of Pacific culture, which in many ways underpins this whole situation in terms of the reluctance of women to get involved in politics in the first place, and then when they do, they're not necessarily going to be supported by women who are just used to voting for men. They feel more comfortable voting for men.
Well, I think there are many issues that may discourage women from coming forward to stand for office. Many further issues that might impact on whether or not they get elected when they do stand. As you say, some of those relate to culture, others relate to economics, the ease of by which people can raise campaign finance, for example. So I think looking at appropriate measures that work in each particular country to get the level of women up, and then to ensure that once they're actually elected, they're supported as members of parliament to do their job adequately, are very important issues that that again were discussed quite extensively at this workshop. And I think people went home, or will be going home today, with a very keen sense that they need to have a look at local conditions when they do get home, and work out what is going to work in those conditions to get women first standing, second elected, and third supported once they are elected.
Is there anything that the 14 countries represented at this workshop could do perhaps collectively in the future without obviously undermining the individual sovereignty of any one country?
Well, you know, UNDP is working pretty closely with a number of these countries to strengthen their parliaments. We have programs to do that as part of our effort to improve governance in the region in partnership with national governments. And I think the fact that people were willing to come together, convened by the UN system, and very, very honestly share ideas about what would work or what has worked in particular countries and what might work in different local circumstances was a very good start. I think probably that is the beginning of a regional dialogue, or at least a step on the way. The fact that the Pacific Island Forum Secretariat was a partner in the exercise, I think, bodes very well for how we take this to the next level.